Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And Kenny and I are here to perform our duties. Our job is to inform you, entertain you, give you something to think about as you may start your day or you're into your day, finishing your day, wherever you are in your day. There are certain to be things that may have been hidden to your mind. Your intelligence quotient has not had the input of the various mind traps that Kenny has or Jennifer has or Richie has or I have. For example, Mrs. Clinton, Hillary, first name. I never use Rodham, do you? I never have. I've always called it
anymore.
Hillary Clinton.
That only
Clinton.
Should be used if she's committed murder, you know?
Right, yeah.
Well, and actually.
Serial killer.
Miss Foster right. or something.
Yeah, Hillary Rodham Clinton is her serial killer
right.
name.
Yeah. Her use of personal email for State Department business.
Do we have the AOL sounder, Rich?
Prompting questions.
It's not AOL, though.
Is it hclinton@aol.com?
I'm sure no. that's got to be what it is.
No, what is
no,
it?
No, it wasn't.
You know what it is? What is it?
It was her own domain.
Yeah.
Really?
Or was it clinton@clinton.com?
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hillary@clinton.com?
Pretty much.
Huh. Well, that's like Doug@Doug7.com,
right?
Right. Nobody ever figured that out.
Of course, you're not juggling world secrets.
Exactly.
I mean, how do you know?
That's a good
the
point.
More I hear about this, the more I think this may be a cross. Just like a little thorn in her side.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Over the next few months. I think it's a bigger deal than we think it is.
Why? Why?
I think that government...
She doesn't want to be held responsible in case something happened that wasn't... And she people totally, go back to her if she's running for
think
president.
About, think about what we just saw with Lois Lerner. And I'm not saying Hillary Clinton is Lois Lerner.
32,000 emails later.
But I want to know that we are in control of the correspondences of a high cabinet official. Mm-hmm. And that we can go back and look at them. And that she is not in control of every... She owns the server that all of her emails were on.
Mm-hmm. And there's that. I mean, there's the fact that... She said, well, I'm sending emails to everybody's, you know, federal email address, so the emails would be archived there if I'm sending it. Okay, so, I mean, I agree with you. I think you want to have all of our high-ranking officials on the same email
system.
But what about this? How often do emails get hacked? Wouldn't it be safer to have a .gov email than some other weird domain that can be easily hacked? I mean, what if somebody got a hold of something?
Right. Her email address that's sitting wherever Clinton.com is housed. GoDaddy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing for security reasons.
You know?
Democratic Party officials are going to have to decide whether to defend what is apparently a rule violation or raise the questions to show their independence. That is,
there's another.
Depending on whether Joe Biden wants to run or wherever the other Democrats are.
Well, President Obama, I think, was the first guy with an email address, right? Because I think Clinton, could you imagine the trouble Clinton would have gotten into with the emails?
Colin Powell had an email address, and I think it was a private email address as well, and then they changed the rules after that.
Right.
All right, so,
but the other hang up here, Dudley.
Yes, Richie.
Is that Hillary doesn't have her war team put together yet.
Yeah. War team.
So she's kind of out there on an island trying to either just kind of back off from this and let it fall because she doesn't have people up front for her yet to kind of, you know, throw the defense out there. So that's kind of a...
People were speculating that she was supposed to declare her candidacy. She had come out and said she's going
right.
to... Her people had leaked that they were going to declare in the summer, like June or July. But now the rumor is that she's moving it up in April because she wants that team around her in case these stories come out. Plus, she wants to be able to release stories about her candidacy so that the media will pick those up instead of stories like this one.
Right, and those people aren't there yet, so it's creating an issue here.
I think she is smarter than most. I think she's very smart. She's smarter than most people who would be running for the presidency. She's smarter than any of the men that
she's
I can see on
the
horizon
there now.
I mean, 10 times smarter than the guy, and a better politician.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine how much better off those of you who will throw and discuss something at the radio when I say this, but really. And truly think about it. How much better off would we really be, regardless of your feelings about some of the things that Mrs. Clinton has been identified with?
If I could hit the time machine right now, I'd go back and vote for Hillary twice.
Yeah, yeah, I would have. Absolutely. Compared to this, oi. Kenny, you want to weigh in on that?
I don't trust Hillary.
Really?
You don't like her? No, no.
But you trust her as compared to what? Do you trust Obama?
Yeah, I do.
Really? Well, okay. All right, well, that's the end of that conversation.
Oh, wow.
In a moment, as I was about to present to you the reasons that I thought Hillary was smarter than all of the men who are potential candidates, because I don't think there's any other women. Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts.
Carly Fiorina.
I think she is. Carly Fiorina is a Republican vice presidential candidate.
Perhaps.
I think. But I just want to sort of dig around in this, if you don't mind, Jennifer, whether or not men are smarter than women, or are women smarter than men? And maybe it is, we're talking about politics, maybe we're just talking about relative intelligence in general, but
we're fair. Women win every time. Why do you do this to us?
I don't know that that's the case.
I don't think that Doug thinks that's true.
I don't think that's the case, always. With me, I think the women that I hang around with are smarter than the average. I mean, that's why they hang around with me. Alright, let's see, 12 after the hour, BuzzBox coffee time. Jennifer, how is the BuzzBox coffee doing for you?
Drinking some right now. Don't I seem buzzier?
Yeah, you do. The last couple, 3 days, you seem really buzzier. And I was thinking...
I've been cranked up about world events. They've got me crazy.
Is that because the BuzzBox Arabica coffee does it for you? Is that?
It does.
Yeah.
That and a little Netanyahu speech, and I'm like, good for days.
All right, so if you want to join Jennifer's BuzzBox Club, call 866-456-7805 and get a good buzz on. The good buzz is the buzz about BuzzBox coffee, the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Get your free 1 pound bag. That's how you get started with BuzzBox. It's the first one free on them. So you smell it, you taste it, you know that what you're getting is better than anything else you could possibly put into your mouth from the coffee genre. 866-456-7805. Try something different. Try something new. Try something wonderful. Then you'll want to switch permanently to BuzzBox. Just try. Don't take my word for it. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I know lots of people who are, and they have loved BuzzBox from the beginning. Get the free coffee offer by calling 866-456-7805 or visiting BuzzBox, the BuzzBox box, at DougSteffen.com. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down by George!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Things aren't the same as they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment. But switching our car insurance to GEICO was pretty exciting.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
The gender gap, that is the difference between Jennifer and Rich in terms of, I'm going to keep Kenny out of this. I don't know if I want to see, but I could hear probably because it's a radio program. The existence of thought processes and thinking in general. So the question on whether women are smarter than men, Richie says, why do I do this? Because it always comes out that women are smarter than men.
I think more thoughtful.
Defining intelligent. Yeah, thank you. That's what I was about to do. You were right. You're ahead of it just by about a nanosecond.
Because I'm smarter
than us. Yeah, right. Defining intelligence is much like defining beauty. A lot of factors are involved. And the attempt, I think, to measure this, and the reason I brought up the Hillary thing is because I know that this is going to get thrown out. I think this is almost a useless exercise, but it's a good conversation. It may be a useless exercise, but that doesn't mean it isn't a good conversation. There are two questions here. Are women handicapped by their upbringing, social pressure, discrimination from men, not just in, let's say, the sciences, math, the academic world, but in other areas as well, running businesses, for example? How many women do you know who are CEOs of companies versus men being CEOs of companies?
Well, I think there's a question of there's still a glass ceiling, probably. But I actually would disagree. I think the men are the ones at a disadvantage now in schools. I think we as a culture have done such a great job over the last, probably in my lifetime, probably my generation did a great, you know, when I was growing up, we did a great job of empowering women where more people that go to college are female than male. I think men have actually had a difficult time trying to find where they belong in society now and how to act. I think we've actually done a poor job raising strong men and a great job raising strong women over the last 15, 20 years.
I'm thinking of it more in terms of my daughter and her husband. Because
well, your daughter's probably on the tail end because she's a little older than I am.
No, but that's not what I'm talking about. In terms of comparing men and women, I think they're a good comparison because both of them have the same education, both of them have the same job, and yet he looks to her for guidance, whether she's because she's a year older than he is.
Smart, and
right.
She's probably the boss.
But no, she's not really. I mean, they both share a lot of
common sense.
I'm talking about common. Yeah, there's a common sense.
Common sense is part of that when it comes to a marriage. And my wife and I both have our specific talents,
strengths, and weaknesses.
Right. She is good at several things, and I'm good at.
So do you think you're an equal? Do you think you're paired equally?
Oh, absolutely.
I think there's a lot of equality. There have been, well, the most recent example with me is there was tremendous equality in the IQ or in just the conversational ability to have a good exchange about things, and both of us knowing pretty much the same amount of information about most of the things we talked about. Kenny, what about you and Lisa?
Oh, she's smarter.
She is.
Oh, yeah.
Are you just saying that?
Well, other than the lapse in judgment where she married me. But, you know.
Yeah, you got that.
So whether or not women are brighter, this will cause a conversation through the day today with husbands and wives, girlfriends, boyfriends. It's a good educational conversation to have in a psychology class, either graduate level or undergraduate level. Are women less bright than men, or the other way around?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Did you know I'd go to sleep and leave the lights on? Hoping you'd come by and know that I was home, still awake. But 2 years go by and still my light's on. This is hard for me to say, but this is all I. It's the last song I'll ever write.
I have no idea what this is, Dougie, but really? I know it's right up your alley.
It sure is now.
I know this is on spin.
I'm looking around it when my reality is here, and I'm thinking about this. So this is a group from Toronto, and we need to know what the name, actually, is an individual, or the group took its name from a character in children's stories, if that helps you a little bit. It is a group. The group members included frontman and drummer Larry Evoy, Roger Ellis on guitar, Paul Weldon on the keys. Envoy, I always want to call him Envoy. It's Evoy. He wrote this song, the last song. Group's name came from a famous storybook cartoon character. It was awarded a gold medal during this week in 1973. This was the number one song, by the way. The last song that this group... this is the last song that they did, as a matter of fact. Toronto-based group made it to the... was it 72 or 73? No, it was 72, actually. It got a gold medal. A gold record in 73. But it was during this week in 72 that they were on top of the charts with this. So if you know what the name of the group is, you'll call... call us at 888-302-3684, and you'll qualify for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. There were two other minor hits by this group, You, Me, and Mexico. Can we find that? I like to hear what that sounds like.
That's funny. Listen to everybody.
Another song called Close Your Eyes, but they never got even close to the top ten. No more top pop singles for this group. Today, Larry Evoy and his wife operate a small horse farm and a recording studio. I have a great friend who has a small farm not far from me here in Framingham. Got a log cabin and a recording studio in his log cabin. He's been doing it for, I used to do voiceovers for him when I was a kid. Been doing it for 40, 45 years. Kind of an interesting thing to see where some of the music is recorded. We all think of these big studios. When I did the studio tour last week, there was a soundstage for music at Paramount. That is where they record certain groups. Certain groups and individuals can actually record their songs there rather than go to a music studio up on, most of them on Melrose. Jennifer, where are the music recording studios in Los Angeles?
A lot on Melrose, a lot on Sunset.
Sunset, that's it, right, okay. All right, so.
Here's You, Me, and Mexico.
You did a good job. All right, let's see what we have here. Let's take a couple of shots at this. We'll start with Buzz in Tucson. Hi, Buzz. What's the name of this? This is an individual, but went by a group name. What's the name?
I was saying
Bobby Goldsboro. Bobby Goldsboro is not a bad guess.
He did Honey.
Yeah,
it was a great guess.
Tearjerker, but that's not the right one. Here's somebody named Stefan. Is that your name, Stefan, or Steven? What's your name?
Stefan.
First name Stefan, right?
Yes. Last name Doug.
A lot of people, yeah. A lot of people say, my given name is Dudley.
Stefan.
Yeah, awesome. All right, so who is this?
You're that in Massachusetts, you know.
Yeah. Who is this, Stefan?
Doug Bear.
It's Doug close enough. Edward Bear is the singer.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. No, you're okay. He qualifies. He's from Eugene, Oregon. Hold on.
I'd go to sleep and leave the lights on. Hoping you jump.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I want you to remember your most favorite TV show. Now I want you to remember the actors and actresses in that show. Now you are probably thinking of the headliners. Now just imagine for a moment that in that show, that's all there were, the headliners, the stars. There were no supporting actors. There were no extras. Ask yourself this question, what kind of a story would it be? Because every television episode, every movie has the stars, but then people really make up that particular story. Now, in your life, you do have people that are stars. You might not be one of them. You might actually be one of the supporting people that create that story. Be it in business, be it in your social affairs, be it in whatever you want to do, even in sports. So remember how important you are. Without you, there is no show. Without you, there is no progress. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about ExtendoVite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Just us, Ewens and Neans, on the Good Day program. I haven't turned the calendar over here yet at home. It's still on February. I'd like it to be March. I'd like it to be May. I'd like it to be next September in terms of...
Don't rush through your life.
Oh, okay. I won't do that.
Enjoy the
yeah,
moment.
No kidding.
Jennifer will do the television report in a few moments. NBC considering a high-level news shakeup in the wake of the Williams debacle.
Plus Downton Abbey news. I'm going to scoop you.
Really?
Ooh.
Andrew Lack
Ooh.
Is going to come back to run the news operation. So we'll see how that does. That's today. That's tonight. That's tomorrow. That's the news. It's all under the news umbrella. Speaking of the news, which is what we speak about most of the time here on Good Day and the relevance that it has to other things that are going on in your life, let's go to Dateline LA, where reporter Jennifer Horn is on the street with a microphone holding on to her, she's holding on to a microphone.
Where is everybody? Oh, yeah, it's 4 in the morning. Everybody's sleeping.
Really? All right. So the latest story, this is more info from the LA Times than anything else, but the networks will pick it all up. This guy has a history, the dead guy has a sorted
the LAPD shot.
Right. Mm-hmm. And at first, the fact that the stuff we saw first made the cops look bad, and then after more angles have been released and more stories, it's an important thing not to, this proves
as oftentimes is the case, that you don't make conclusive judgments based on what you hear or what you see the first time around, especially in the age that we're in, where everybody's got a camera, a cell phone, video, everything gets, you know, from three or four different angles. And the police now have these things to sort of cover their butts. And so anyway, what we have here is a guy who apparently is a robber. He
robbed a Wells Fargo in Ventura.
Yeah.
And apparently when the police got a hold of him, he had $33,000 or $37,000 in his.
What I want to know is why he was living on the street if he got $34,000.
Obviously that was his cover. That's probably how he was trying to hide. Is saying, hey, no one's going to check for me here. I'm homeless. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting. All right. So give us more of the background, Jen.
Well, you and I talked, and Ken and Rich yesterday when we were talking about this shooting, like you mentioned. First time around, it didn't look good for the police. And then by the end of the show, that was at the beginning of yesterday's show. Right. By the end of yesterday's show, all this information was coming out, new angles. It looks like this guy was starting to fight the police. He had the gun of one of the officers in his hand. And apparently now they've done a little more research about who this guy is. He's a French national, actually, who stole the identity of another French citizen. He also was a bank robber. He had all this money in his pocket. So now these facts are trickling out. It doesn't look quite so bad.
Well,
for the LAPD.
But it doesn't. That's not the reason to kill the guy. If he was grabbing the gun, that may justify him being shot. But the other things are not reasons to shoot him.
Well, it is if you're looking for the guy and then he's grabbing the gun.
That's what I just said.
Robber.
I just said you don't shoot the guy because of the bank robber. You shoot him because he's got a gun.
But this guy wasn't like an innocent sitting on the street corner eating a hot dog.
Standing on the corner watching all the girls go by.
He was a poor, mentally ill, homeless guy. And that ends up he's identity stealing, bank robbing.
Right.
Now, no way. Dirty
SOB.
Ken and I were talking off the air about the LAPD. Our police chief is named Charlie Beck. He looks a lot like Frank Reagan on Blue Bloods.
He's
kind of got that, you know, bigger face, the mustache.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been kind of up in the air about how I feel about this guy. But one thing that he does right, Ken and I were talking about, is he comes out ahead of the story. He is in front of the media.
They are in front of the story, yes.
He does a great job. Where Ferguson, when you compare it to these other troubled areas, they were kind of hiding out behind the scenes. They weren't being forthright with the information.
Yeah.
So I will commend the LAPD for, I think, having some good leadership, don't you think? This is what other people should be doing.
Yep.
They don't even know who this guy is yet.
Yeah.
They know he's not the Robinette guy, the French guy that he claimed to be.
That poor guy.
And they know that he did struggle with mental health issues when he was incarcerated in the past. But he's been incarcerated as this guy, Charlie Satterman Robinette.
Not important.
And the French are like, no, that guy's here and he's alive and well.
Yeah. All right, so we got that angle. As long as we're in Los Angeles, let's travel to the areas in Southern California where there are maternity hotels. Feds raiding 36 of them yesterday. These are places where foreign women come to America to give birth for the sole purpose, the only reason, is to have a baby that's born in the United States. So they're now dubbing these maternity hotels. It's called maternity tourism. And let's see, there's an apartment complex in L.A. that they uncovered yesterday, Orange County, San Bernardino County. I would bet you talked about this on your local program yesterday. Did you, or did this news not come out until the end of the day?
We didn't have time yesterday, but we are going to be talking about it today.
So the operations apparently cater largely to Chinese women. And listen to this. They pay from $15,000 to $50,000 for these maternity stays in these hotels.
Maybe. Although this isn't new. I mean, it's just new because it's China now. But it used to be that people would come over here and have border babies.
Right, Mexico,
you know, they run over from
Mexico. Should we change the law so that we don't give American citizenship to anybody born on U.S. soil?
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
How would we do that?
Though.
How would you mitigate that? How would you make it work?
That's a good question.
What's the question, Richie, you got?
Well, I mean, I'm just going to the story now to look at it, but you're making it sound like they just found these places, yet people come and they want the government to know that my child was born in the United States so that they can get the paperwork. It doesn't do them any good without the paperwork, so... I'm a little confused as to we didn't know about these or we did know about these.
Well, we have known. I don't know.
The federal government's cracking down.
It bothers me when we say, like, we're insiders. I love these people on the television news. We've just found out. What do you mean you've just found out? You didn't find out anything. Somebody found it out.
You're reading.
And you read it on a piece of paper. Anyway, what I find troubling here is that these things have been going on as long as they have been, and we haven't done anything about it.
Listen to this.
What?
Some of the packages, the tourism packages, even included recreational trips to Disneyland, shopping malls, and a firing range.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
A really pregnant Chinese chick with a big old rifle.
Disneyland and a firing range. How American.
All right. There you go. How about a round of applause to National Weather Service and the weather story. Jennifer does television news in a matter of just a few moments here. In the meantime, I would like to help you stop your beautiful hair from falling out. Your beautiful hair from thinning prematurely. The way to do that is to use Provia. P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is the answer to the problems that you have with your hair falling out and not replacing itself. Your hair falls out. Everybody's hair falls out. But does it come back in again? Do the follicles regrow through the pores in your scalp, or are your pores plugged up so the hair cannot rejuvenate? That's why you need Provia, powerful all-natural hair thinning treatment that contains a unique blend of these all-natural plant extracts. This is the stuff that you want because it's so safe, so natural, so good. Man, does it work. Call 800-525-8319. Does that sound good, Richie, when I say, man, does it work? Are you convinced?
Absolutely.
Man, does this work?
Look at my hair.
Both men and women. In fact, it's safe on colored hair, treated hair, doesn't make any difference. You'll get your money back if it doesn't work. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today, and you'll get not only the standard Provia, but the new Super Concentrate. Mention Doug Steffen. More noticeable results. Quick. 800-525-8319. Is that too quick? Richie, should I do it slowly?
One more time, please.
800-525-8319 to make sure your hair doesn't fall out and doesn't come back again.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at reverse66.com. That's reverse66.com.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the blood, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There was 14 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn updating the television report. She has lots of news. I was talking earlier about the news division at NBC bringing back an old hack named Andrew Lack.
He's a lackey.
A
hack named Lack?
A hack named Lack. This is maybe one of the more interesting realities or admissions in terms of how subscription services are working. On the plane coming out last night, I caught up with, Scandal. They don't have House of Cards on this time, but they have The Good Wife. I'm way behind on that. And there was one other show that I watched two or three episodes of. But I think the reason I'm bringing that up is because it looks like these net subscription services are going to have to come from the networks as well as these Netflix type, Amazon, whoever's going to do this, because that's the only way they're going to survive. So looks like they've started working on this, Jennifer.
Yeah, they have. People are trying to... This is going to be the new wave of TV viewing. It's all a la carte. You're going to pick the services that you want, and you're going to pay for those. I really do predict that's going to be the future. People aren't going to have 1,000 channels anymore unless you're the type of person that wants them. That'll still be available, but you'll pick exactly what you want, and you'll tailor your TV package, which is going to be even harder now for the networks to market to the right people when they have these new shows come out. Well, NBC is following suit by working on a net subscription comedy service. Saturday Night Live and The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon would be a part of this new comedy-centric net video service that NBC Universal is planning to launch. The network is working on a comedy-focused subscription video-on-demand service expected to be available later this year. NBC has not given a lot of details about what content might be offered on the service, but SNL and other current series, as well as original content, are being considered for the project.
How about that?
Bring it on. I'm ready for
it. Bring it on. Are you ready for a la carte?
I'm ready for a la carte TV.
People love Downton Abbey. I haven't started watching it yet, but I know it's a thing. People really love it. There are rumors that the show is winding down. Maggie Smith, who is the matriarch on the show, she's 80 years old. She's revealed that season 6 will probably be her last. She said, quote, "They say this is the last one, and I can't see how it could go on." She said, "I mean, I certainly can't keep going. To my knowledge, I must be 110 by now. We're into the late 1920s. So she said, realistically, how old are they going to make her character? She's already in the hundreds. Kind of funny. Netflix revealed on Monday that the third season of Orange is the New Black will debut on the service on June 12th. It's a long wait, but, June will be here before we know it. The season's reported to have 14 episodes rather than the standard 13, so that's good news if you like that show. Jason Biggs' character, Larry Bloom, will also no longer be a part of the show, at least for the third season. Also, new shows premiering on Netflix, the sci-fi series Sense8 will be there. The creators of Matrix actually created that show. That'll premiere on June 5th. And then American Summer, First Day of Camp, Wet Hot American Summer, First Day of Camp will be available on July 17th. Every member of the original cast returns. It's a great question, and I'm going to go to Ken for this one because I was a little too young to remember the original, but that was an 80s show, right? Or a series?
It was a movie.
A movie. Okay, so Wet Hot American Summer was an 80s movie? Is that when it came out?
No, it was like 2000.
Was it? How did this skip my knowing it? Anyway, so this is now they're making it into a series on Netflix. It does not ring any bells for me.
Yeah,
I must have been dozing for that. but it has a cult following. Also, on the gossipy TV side of things, and this one makes my heart hurt, Bobby Christina Brown, who is still on life support after, I mean, she went into the hospital at the end of January. She's still being in this medically induced coma. Rumors are that her family could be shooting a reality show dealing with her being in.
Out. That's all it's all about.
What a bunch of scumbags.
Yeah, bunch of
don't
pigs.
Know. I mean, nothing's confirmed, but that's good. I can't imagine any TV network would go for
is
that.
Is Bobby Brown involved in this? His no. daughter? No, he's not.
Daughter?
No.
Oh, so it's
Daytime Emmys are back on TV.
Oh.
We have to skip that because it's gross.
Hi, Richie.
Daytime Emmys were on the internet only. Now they're coming back to TV on the TV Guide Network. It'll be on the air April 26th.
Who watches the TV Guide Network?
I don't know, but I would watch the Daytime Emmys.
Good for you. There's one viewer, Richie. 50. One past the hour on Good Day.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now it's 53 after the hour. Time for us to help your pets live a better life. That's the job that is well handled by our friend Warren Eckstein, who hosts the Pet Show, which is on the air every weekend. A lot of great radio stations around the country carry the Pet Show because there's such great information. Warren is so smart. He's so well trained. And he has been... Yes, Warren is trained. He doesn't do it in the house. That's one of the things we like about him most of all. So we have some video content. Warren has blogged on this alcoholic Russian bear, and we'll find out where we go. Yes, folks, believe it or not, there are alcoholic bears in Russia. What is that? How does that bear fruit with you? What do you want to know about this bear? We'll find out everything you ever wanted to know about alcoholic bears in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online and 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
All right, so Warren Eckstein is here, host of the Pet Show. This Russian bear and the alcohol, well, we know, here I am doing that, Jennifer, again. It is common knowledge that the Russians have a big problem with alcoholism. That is, as far as people are concerned. I'm not sure it's common knowledge, Warren, that many Russian bears are alcoholic as well.
And not only that, Doug, the bottom line is the abuse that takes place in Russia for years and in parts of Eastern Europe. You know, bears were used for entertainment, the dancing bears, and these horrible things. And what they would actually do is they put rings in their nose, and they pull their canine teeth so they couldn't bite. They'd rip their claws off. The bottom line is people have been abusive to animals for many years, not just in Russia. But this case caught my eye because these two bears here were actually sitting in front of a restaurant in Georgia, and what happened is people would go by, they go in there, and you know, everyone likes their vodka over there, and they come outside and they throw vodka and other things at the bears, and the bears became alcoholic. And when you first hear it, it almost sounds funny, but it's a serious problem. Interestingly enough, Romanians, my background people, thank goodness, are going to come in and rehabilitate the bears because of the alcoholism. And it's kind of interesting because I was unaware that animals could become alcoholics until I saw this story, but obviously they can, and obviously there are people that have already treated alcoholic animals. And in most cases, it really works.
Alcoholic animals. I'm trying to imagine your dog or my dog or anybody's dog being alcoholic. And then I think to myself, okay, the cows get a buzz on when they eat the silage, the corn silage, because that's basically mash. It's alcohol. When they eat it, it makes them silly. So I suppose the same thing could happen.
Well, they say if you want to find the cows in Texas, look for the wild patches of peyote.
All right, well.
Make a mash out of that. Little problem, but think about this. With the increase of legalization of marijuana, not that I'm pro or con, veterinarians are now seeing increased amounts of dogs and cats coming into their hospitals because of overdosing on marijuana.
Wow.
Whatever you do.
Being for secondhand marijuana smoke. That's what that is, right?
Well, that's not just the smoke, because now with all the edibles that are out there, you know, you get marijuana mayonnaise and chocolate, so it's really easy for dogs and cats to get.
You get marijuana mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise, chocolate, soda.
Mayonnaise,
I make everything.
Just about anything that you can eat can now become laced with marijuana. So, you know, I don't care if people use them. That's fine, whatever people want to do. But when it comes to the dogs and cats, no drugs for them.
All right, there was a video of the day we posted a week or so ago from somebody whose golden retriever had a growing fan base on YouTube. The dog's name was George's. George, is that how you pronounce it, Kenny? George, it's not George, but there's an S on the end of it. Apparently a big tennis fan. The video shows how excited the George gets when he watches a recent match from the Australian Open. It's kind of good. So dogs and television, that was the reason I brought this up. Do dogs really watch TV?
You know, I was part of the creator of Dog TV, which has been very successful on DirecTV and all around the world now. The difference is dogs don't see TV the same way we do. So when Dog TV was developed, for example, that extra lines or dots, you technical people would know that's all about. But interestingly enough, dogs and cats can see TV better in Europe than they can in the United States.
Because the pictures are clear. There you go.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.